Welcome to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Join us as we share our favorite RPGs, one-shot games, tabletop games, reviews, and convention panels. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
So we're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to Wild West Con 12. Yay, it's good to be back. I know a lot of you, and some of you I'm meeting and seeing for the first time. We are very honored that you're here at our panel working with steampunk photographers. You have a lot of wonderful and fun things to do this weekend, and time will fly quickly over the next 3 days. So we appreciate that you're taking an hour out of your weekend to give to us. We wanna make this inclusive, so questions and thoughts and feedback are all welcome. We wanna make you part of this, okay? I'm gonna introduce myself for a moment longer here in a second, but first I'd like to introduce you to my wonderful assistant and one of my most wonderful and loveliest friends, Heather Giganto. I'm gonna give her a welcome.
So my name is Heather Giganto. I've known Pete for about 7 years. We've been doing photography for that entire time. What do I do in my normal life? I'm boring, but I love to sew. And that is really why I like to model. I am not a professional model. I need to stress that, okay? I love to get in front of his lens because it showcases my sewing and my craft work. So I don't particularly like my own photography. I don't like my own pictures, but I do like my own work. So I will help you guys as much as I possibly can, okay?
Thank you, Heather. Real quick on myself, I've been shooting photography, all different kinds of forms and fashions of photography, from landscape to concert photography to I do a lot of portrait work these days. I've had infants that are weeks old in front of me doing a newborn session, and I've had 10,000 people behind me when I'm in the photographer's pit at Red Rocks Amphitheater, Denver, Colorado. So I'm kind of all over the place. I'm not an expert. I just love what I do, and I do what I love. And I want to impart some knowledge to you all, because I find that that will be very helpful for you. There are some that love to get in front of the lens, and ta-da, and there are some that I don't know what to do, Pete. And we're gonna help you out with some of that stuff. We're gonna go with some background kind of knowledge at first, and then we're gonna get into a little bit of the safety factor. We're gonna talk about posing, a little bit of a little shade of ADA in there. I wanna cover that topic as well. And again, your questions at any time are welcome. If we do run out of time and we don't get to your question or concern, you're welcome to pull me aside at the end and speak with me, and I'd love to help you out. And if you're also kind of like, I don't wanna talk in front of a crowd, you can pull me aside afterwards as well, okay? So the things we're gonna cover down today, we're gonna talk about a little bit of the life behind the lens, what it's like for people like myself and some of the other photographers that you see and might know here in this room. I wanna give you a little information so you understand where we're coming from and what we're thinking. So you, again, you understand the method to that matters. So once we do that, we're gonna talk about some do's and some don'ts. We're gonna break that down. We're gonna talk about the do's and don'ts for us photographers. We're gonna talk about the do's and don'ts for convention goers, yourselves, okay? We're gonna also talk about safety. We're gonna talk about personal space and bubbles. We're gonna talk about people that don't want their photographs taken. We're gonna talk about what to do if you feel that you're being bothered or pestered or harassed or worse. So we're gonna cover down on those topics. We're also gonna save one of the bigger topics in this discussion today for the end. Because when I put up a post a few months ago in the community group page, I asked for feedback. What would you all like to hear about? What do you want to talk about? And the majority of everyone said posing. So I want to help out with that as well. We're not going to talk about camera settings and flash photography, and we're not going to get into the nitty-gritty with settings and all that jazz. I want to talk about stuff, not that you may not understand those things, but I want to talk about getting your pictures taken here at this convention. There's a lot of different photographers with different styles here, things that we're looking to capture with our cameras over the weekend, and we're going to spread out and capture all that. I want you to understand where we're coming from and how to use that to your advantage so you can come away from the weekend and have photos. Okay? Y'all worked so hard on your costumes, why not have photos? Okay? So, last thing after posing, I do want to touch on ADA real quickly. I don't want to overlook that. It can be a factor for sure. So I want to cover down on that. We'll conclude and we'll get John out of here, okay? So any questions right now where we stand? Anything kind of open to the general, okay? All right, let's talk about life behind the lens. I want you to understand where we're coming from. We have people like James Springs over here, am I right? He goes around and he captures a lot of panels on video. He takes portraits as well. He covers down in areas that maybe I'm not covering down on. David Robinson is around here. Where did he go? He likes to get portraits like I do. My wife CJ is back here, Jigsaw. She likes portraits, but she also likes to walk the vendor hall. She likes to get that day in the life look and feel of our convention. She wants to cover down on those areas. Dondrea, the photography group leader, she used to give us assignments. Hey, I want everyone to cover down on these. Pete, you got this. James, you got that, so on and so forth. But because we cover things so well and widely enough, and we get all these areas in the convention, from gaming to panels to tea dueling to whatever, she stopped doing that because she knows that we all cover down. So just know that there are different types of photographers here covering different things. I love portraits. I'm going to walk through the vendor hall, but I want to see you out there in the quad, and I want photos of you. I want those shots. That's what I like, but that's just me. We all see things differently. We all have different gear. We have different levels of experience. We have different just visions and the way we see the world, and that affects how we shoot. Even in the way we shoot, the way we compose photos. Am I getting a tight shot of your like your chest up, or am I getting the whole thing? Am I going landscape with a group? We're all doing different things at different times. A couple of other things that you know about us photographers here. Those styles, we are very picky, especially as portrait photographers. We're very picky with two things. First and foremost, light and location. If you go out into that quad, I know it's a rectangle, I call it a quad. If you go out into that rectangle right now at 109, that sun couldn't be worse. It is, for me as a portrait photographer, the worst light of the day. It's right over your head. You got raccoon shadows under your eyes. It gives you a jaundiced appearance in your skin. It just doesn't bode well for portraits. So if you've ever worked with me, some of you even this morning, hey, can I take a few pictures with you? Yeah, sure, Pete. Well, let me bring you over here. I'm gonna bring you in an area where we have what we call open shaded light. That's the shade that's created from buildings, trees, whatever the structure is there. It doesn't matter. Most of us portrait photographers like that open shaded light because that lets you relax your eyes. It lets you open them up. It lets you be a little bit more free and you're not squinting in these crazy shadows. There are other photographers who might like that bright light, those hard shadows, that editorial kind of style of shooting portraits. So I might take you into the shade, but another photographer might put you right out into the sun. So just know that there's some differences there. Differences in styles and techniques, okay? Location is very important for us. Look, we all loved Old Tucson, and I love it here too, but no matter where we're at, we've got to turn you sometimes so we can get the right background. I'm going to get a killer shot of you, but that parking garage with that van was and I don't want that. So I'm going to move you into a place where there's good light, but I'm also going to move you into a place where the background is a lot better than things that are going to cause distractions in the background. Now, I'm very picky about my backgrounds. Someone else who takes photos, they may not care, and that's okay. Again, style and taste and vision, that's all right. We need variety, because if everyone was the same, it wouldn't be any fun. It'd be boring after a while. So again, your photographer, your experience may vary. So, but just know, that's why when we come up, hey, you guys look fantastic today. Can I work with you for a few minutes? May I take some photos? Yeah, we'd love that. Can I bring you over here? That's why we're doing that, just so you understand that. But we understand that we don't want to take too long of your time. We want to take a few minutes and get you on your way. But give us that moment if we want to move you, okay? Generally speaking, though, we're already in an area where we can just move you over to the side and we're good to go. We already know where we want to shoot, I would dare say, okay? But again, just in terms of behind the lens, know there are a variety of us with styles and experience and all that, like I said a few minutes ago, and just understand that we're gonna cook that stew a little bit differently than someone else maybe, okay? So that's life behind the lens, tip of the iceberg kind of stuff. Any questions on that so far or anything?
Over here?
Oh, yes, please.
What if you want your photo taken? How do you approach the photographer to say, can you take my photo?
And let's talk about that now. That's gonna come up in some of the do's. we want to represent the con in a professional, polite, friendly, and courteous manner. We do not want to, and I won't go into this too much. We'll open up the can more in a minute. But we're gonna ask you. You know, usually I'm out there and I see people going by, and something interests me, and I come up and talk to you, and I ask if I can have a few minutes to take a few photos. We're gonna get into the, well, what if I don't want my photo taken? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just you're gonna see, and most of you have probably worked with all those photographers here. I see a lot of faces I've taken pictures of. And it's just a general introduction. If you don't know who we are, we're gonna introduce ourselves, and look for the photographer thing. I realize there are a lot of people here with cell phones and point and clicks and all that too. That's okay. And I'm gonna save some of that for the do's and don'ts as well. But yeah, we're gonna basically approach you. And sometimes it's the other way around. Hi, we heard you're one of the photographers. Can we get a few pictures? Absolutely, ask them. That's what we're here for. We love doing what we do, I guarantee it. So great point, James. Does that help for now? Awesome. Anything else so far? Okay, let's talk about some do's. I'm gonna talk about the do's for photographers and then the do's for you all, okay? And I just touched on this, so let's rehash real quick. Do's, we wanna be professional, fun, courteous, open-minded. We wanna be inclusive. We want you to feel welcomed, and we want you to feel comfortable in front of the lens. You can look as fabulous as ever, but if you don't really want your photo taken, and I've asked you to, and you kind of show me that you don't want to, and I still want to take photos, then what's that going to do? No matter how great you look, you know, or whatever. I mean, I'm being a little silly with the face, but demeanor, we're going to get into posing. It's a big deal for us. Your face, I have a friend back in the back row who will know what I'm saying here. More than 75% of all human communication is done through nonverbal methods and means. I'm seeing that. I'm watching your hands. I know all that. There's a story behind that for another time. Okay? We used to work together. I used to teach in the military, so blah, blah, blah. Anywho, we worked together. So we see those things. We're looking for nuances. And we want you to be energized and just fabulous and ta-da. We don't want you to, like, holy crap. I don't really want my picture taken because then it shows. And then that's kind of a bummer photo. And that's on someone like me for doing something that maybe you weren't comfortable doing. Okay? And we'll get to the don'ts. All right, so we wanna be all those things and represent the con. We're also here, the casino and hotel are letting us use this for the weekend. We don't want the con to not be welcomed back. So it's incumbent upon us, it's paramount that we're fun and professional, again, courteous and polite. Treat everyone with respect. So that's some of our biggest things that we need to do that's incumbent upon us photographers, okay? It's also important for us to introduce ourselves if you don't know who we are, or we don't know who you are. Give out business cards. Explain to people how you can get in touch with us after the convention. I'd like to get a few photos from you, Pete. You bet. Here's a business card. Give them a card. Or those little what do they call them, the little NFC cards on her. I got one of those, I don't even know what it's called. And you just hold it to your phone, and it'll take you to my Instagram page. I don't forget it. Okay? Give the person you're working with a way to find you afterwards. Don't let them just get lost in the sauce. We're very happy to get you a few high-res photos of what you look like. Again, you gave us your time. The least we can do is give you some photos back to show you that experience. We want you to remember the con in good light and seeing yourself after you do all the hard work. Some of you started last week. Okay. I'll leave that at that. Yeah. Okay. So do's for you all. What can you do? All right. I'm pausing because I realize there are shy and introverted people, and you're worthy and you're enough, and we welcome you too, but not everyone wants to get in front of that lens. I would ask you though, have some fun. Maybe bring a friend with you and be with someone who you're comfortable with. I see little groups of friends here that they're kind of always together. And you can see how having someone next to you, having someone that you're comfortable with and you're having photos taken, it can kind of help you relax a little bit and relax those shoulders and smile and do the things that, do you got something to add?
Yeah.
You want to add? Please.
When you feel safe as a model, as a person in front of the lens, it makes a huge difference. So if you're with somebody you don't know, like the very first time I met Pete, we were gonna go up into the mountains and do shots, and I didn't know him from Adam. So I brought my mother. My mother was like, oh my God, I'm dating. But it allowed me to get to know him in a safe space. And if you happen to do that, that's fine. Bring somebody with you. Allow that interaction in a safe space. The most important thing for you to feel safe and for the photographer to feel safe. It's huge, and it will make you relax, and then you can get into the poses that you want and showcase your beauty. It makes a difference.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Excellent point. So remember that. You know, but again, also remember, at the end of the day, if you really don't want photos taken, that's your prerogative. We're not gonna, and we'll get to the don'ts, but we're not gonna get in your face. And if someone is, someone needs to know about it, okay? And we're gonna hold off on that can of worms for a moment, okay? Please, Connie, yes.
How about asking the photographer to give you directions?
Yes, and I will get into that more with posing, but absolutely. Let them know. Hi, oh yeah, wow, hey, James, I'd love to take some photos with you. I don't know what I'm doing. Chances are we're gonna see it, but feel free to express that. Hey, I'll do photos with you, but I'm gonna just let you know I'm always kind of awkward in front of the lens. I don't know what to do with my hands, okay? So we're gonna help you out. We've all got some portrait experience, and again, we're gonna see that. I generally see the, that's what I think, okay? So I already see it before you're saying it. So we're glad to help you out. Again, we want to elevate your experience here and give you memories when it's all done that you can cherish.
Also,
okay?
If the photographer gives you directions and you haven't asked for them, don't take it personal. They're just, you want to know what they're seeing, because what they're seeing is what's gonna come out on that photograph. If your arm is at a real awkward angle and he tells you to relax it and bring it down a little bit, that's important because it makes you look not so stiff, not so robotic. You know, I mean, maybe if your character's robotic, that's one thing. But if you're not meaning to be, then you want to relax your arms. If you have your fingers at a real weird angle, or if your shirt's gapping open, you want them to be able to say, hey, look, maybe you should fix your XYZ, you know? But go
I've
with
seen
that.
More wardrobe malfunctions than you want to know.
Yeah.
And for me, that's part of my job to let you know. One, because I want to be a professional, and I am a professional. I like to have fun, but I want you to know that you're safe, okay? But also, I don't want that karma. I don't need a photo with, you know, malfunctions, okay? Let's just leave it at that. Please ask, by all means. But mainly for you all as well, again, have fun. Get out there. Maybe just in a, not in a literal sense, some of you have masks this weekend. bumblebees, and I didn't see your full mask, but you know, but we have Supergirl, yay, or oh, sorry, Super Grover, good lord, more coughing, Pete.
Thank you.
But some of you are literally covered. Use that. Hide behind that mask if you have to, or don't. You don't have to. Or if you can see your face still, you're all dressed up. You know, just become that person, become that persona, that character. Okay, but again, please know this is not a plea to make you take photos. Again, at the end of the day, that's your decision. But have a little fun. And again, bring someone with you if you're uncomfortable. Maybe that'll help. Maybe you're not ready to take photos. But, you know, tell the photographer, well, I'm kind of okay for now, but, you know, and Heather might say, well, I'll work with you, and watch them. Or just go out into that little break area out there and just kind of watch us. Oh, that doesn't look so bad. That's you know, they don't bite too hard. I don't know what that was. Kind of watch us, observe us, ask questions. You're keeping score. Okay. But yes, Connie.
Maybe take your picture during this. I'm asking for consent.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to get into consent.
Consent.
Yeah, please, snap away. I hope your lens don't break. But well, over here is lovely. Over here is Beauty and the Beast. Okay, but yeah, maybe go out there and watch for a little bit or just a few minutes. Okay, that doesn't look bad. That doesn't look hard. You know, ta-da, ta-da. All right, and we're going to guide you and then get some memories out of it, okay? So let's talk about don'ts, unless there's any more do questions. Do, run. Okay? Let's. Yes.
I'm so sorry. Props. We have props.
Yes, I love
Can that. I say, use props. Use your lightsabers and your staffs and your
bow and arrow.
Your bow and arrow. Yes. Your teacups. I want to get into that more in the posing, but absolutely use props. If you're nervous or a little shy, those props can really kind of feel like you got almost a little barrier, a little safe zone or something. Use those if you're uncomfortable with your hands. And we'll get to posing, but great question, Connie. Thank you. Okay. So some don'ts. Well, these are obviously going to be quite opposite of the first do's. Let me talk about the photographers first. Don't be disrespectful to people. Don't be pushy. Don't think, and I know you guys are, well, I'm not a photographer. Some of you are. But I want you to know that we know this. We're aware of this. Don't be pushy. Don't get up into someone's face with your lens. I'm a photographer. I can go wherever I want and get in your way.
And if somebody's doing this, you need to let some of the staff know. Even if they have a photographer's badge, if
Absolutely.
They're coming up to you and they're pushing your boundaries and you feel uncomfortable, you need to let somebody know.
You are more than welcome and encouraged to tell that person, because it's not always one of the photographers. We all have something that we're clicking around here on this weekend. But if you're not comfortable, hey, I'd rather not have my photo taken. And they persist, let someone know. You've warned them, you've told them, let staff know. Find anyone with a lanyard, find staff, okay? And they'll get you to the right person. Because we don't want that to, we don't want you to walk away with that feeling. Wow, great photo, but that photographer was an ass. We don't want that. Because the memory, at least for this portrait photographer, is in some regards more important than the photo itself. Because if you, again, you look at that, man, what a cool photo, but that guy was a jerk. That ruins the photo. You're gonna think that right away whenever you see that photo. So by all means, voice that, okay? So, a lot of in my concert photography world, you get in that pit, they typically give you 15 minutes or 3 songs, and then they get you all out of there. Okay, the security movie on, all right? That way the people in the front, they're not impeded with their vision and all that jazz. So it's kind of a vulture society up there, and we're all trying to get that guitarist or that drummer or whatever. And people just, you gotta kind of be bold and take risks. And for a photographer, we hear that a lot. Be bold, take risks. But that's not at your expense. That's not to ruin your experience. That is not something for you. We don't want you to take that away and feel that, man, those convention photographers were, wow, great photos, but rude as all hell. We don't want to do that, okay? I shot the burlesque and drag show last year. I'm shooting it again tonight. I went in there ahead of time. I want to find my sight lines. I want to find where I have space, what lenses I need, what will work and what won't. A lot of that is because I want to get good photos for the performers and the convention. But I also don't want to be in your way the whole time. I'm getting that dancer up there and you can't even enjoy the show. There's something I do, I did last year. I shoot at weddings a lot and the crowd's all up there. Grandmas are all in the front row, the main family. And I'll come up before it starts and I'll say, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm going to come up here, I'm going to get a few shots. I'm going to try to stay low. I'm going to get my shots and get out of here. I apologize, I'll be out of your way as fast as possible. Let them know. I don't want to just, well, I'm shooting the wedding, they're paying me thousands of dollars, and I'm just going to stand in Jimmy's way, okay? And he can't enjoy, you know, like it's a grandfather's, they can't see their granddaughter get married, because I got to get the shot. It's my job to find, I have to use the right gear, and the angles, and everything else to get those shots, so I'm not ruining your experience. So that, those are a big don't for us. We want to be transparent, and that's the key, transparent. So you'll see a lot of us out there in the quad area taking photos, and we all know each other. Oh, hey, go ahead, get up on in there. Or, hey, Pete, they're doing a cool shoot over here with heroes and villains. And we share that, we get up there and we share space, and we want people to enjoy it. You know, if I'm jumping up in front of David or James or CJ, I'm like, dude, you just ruined my shot. So it's, again, incumbent upon us to have spatial awareness and be cognizant of our surroundings. That's redundant, but it's just important to know, okay? Again, because we have a lanyard and a camera, it doesn't mean that we can just do whatever the heck we want, okay? So how about the don'ts for you all? These are gonna be rather simplistic, so bear with me. We experienced some of this morning. If you don't want all your ribbons showing, take it off real quick and set it to the side or have a friend hold it. Hair ties. You got that giant phone in your pocket. Those are some of the don'ts for you. Remove things that you don't want in your photo. Now, I don't mind the ribbons. I think it's part of it. But if you're Supergirl and you don't want ribbons on you because it kind of takes away, I know it's, leave me alone. So, Heather's my, yeah, she's good to go. I know, I'm going to say Supergirl like three more times. But take things, you know, from your costume if you don't want it in there. Again, phone, things like that. Think about what the end product's gonna be. I know sometimes we get super excited and get you all there and click, click, oh wait, I don't want these ribbons, and then you'll take them off and then we'll take a few more shots, that's okay. Okay, but just some things to think about, all right? If you're walking around out there and you see us shooting photos with someone else, there are opportunities where a photo bomb can work. There really are. But if you see one of us maybe working exclusively with like a couple of people or something, they'll get all in the background and be a distraction that you're ruining a photo potentially. You know, I've seen people in the background, hey, and it's like, you know, that actually could work. And I'll stop them and maybe set it up where the photo bomb works. Or come over here and join us. But generally speaking,
unless you really know the person, I'd probably put a photo
bomb. Right. And look, conversely, you're moving to and fro. You got to go to the bathroom. You want to go to your room to take a break. You're going to change for the evening or whatever. I'm not expecting you to not walk around or through my background. This isn't my casino. It's not my convention. If I need to wait a second, I will. It's no big deal. I see people walking by in my background all the time. Let them get, you know, do your business and go on, and I'll take the shot. But just don't become a distraction, okay?
And also with models, spatial awareness is also very important. We live in Arizona. Cactus are everywhere. Huh. So don't be like this, and suddenly you're in the middle of a toy. That just sucks. But also be aware of other people. You know, we can be in enclosed areas, and if you're like, I love my life, and you smack somebody in the face. You know, just be...
We got wings in the back.
Yep, wings, muscles, hoop skirts, all of the stuff.
Parasols.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a guy with a triplane out there earlier. Did you see that? That like World War I looking. It's like, holy crap, dude, that was awesome. That's kind of neither here nor there, but be careful is the bottom line, okay? So, any more questions on do's and don'ts? Pretty simple, right? It all is really pretty simple, but it may not be something that you've ever thought of. So I just want to bring light to that, okay? So safety. We're going to be big boys and girls here, okay? Safety. And what I mean by safety is you being comfortable while you're here. You feeling like your personal space is respected, okay? Because again, the don'ts, we don't want to be pushing in your faces. We don't want you to feel compelled to do something that you don't want to do. We're going to break that down here in a second. But the overall writing factor here to begin with is just asking you to do photos. And if you don't want to, just voice that to the photographer or whoever it is, anybody. Because I see lots of people with, you know, they're walking around just like you are, and they see someone and, oh, can I take your picture? And they're not one of the photography team, but they're welcome to take photos. But if you don't want them to, just say that. Say something. I hate saying lie if you have to, but man, I really gotta go to the bathroom, or I'm trying to get to this workshop, or whatever the case may be, or I'm starving, I gotta go eat. Just say something to move on. Again though, as we talked about earlier, if they persist and really get in your face, you need to let them know that that's a problem. And then if they persist, obviously let staff know. And to be honest with you, if you're saying no and they're even, and it's still a problem, I would tell someone anyway. At least better be safe than sorry. I'm a firm believer in handling things at the lowest level, but again, not at the cost of your comfort and your personal space. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now, what happens if you say, yes, I'll shoot with you, and then the photographer starts asking you to do things that you're not comfortable with? Why don't we let a couple of buttons down? Why don't you bring up your skirt? You want to see my sexy white socks? That's a treat for you. I gotta get you back. If they're asking you to do something that's suggestive and your comfort zone is violated, voice that. Okay? If they want to take you somewhere that you don't want to go, I don't want to go over there. Now, we're all generally right here, you know, but real quickly, and maybe I should have said this in the beginning, you can apply this anywhere with photographers outside of this convention. I love this event. It's my favorite event of the year, hands down. But I normally, my day job, I work with families and maternity sessions and engagements and whatever. So I'm working with a wide variety of people for a wide variety of reasons, okay? So you can take this knowledge and arm yourself with it, so to speak, and use this elsewhere. So, you know, your local photography back in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, I don't want to do that. Keep that in mind that your personal space should be respected. And that photographer should be a professional about it through the entire process. Through the planning and preparation, through the actual execution of the session, the delivery of the photos and everything else. It should never come at the cost of your well-being and your personal space, okay? So again, just watch, you know, if they're speaking with suggestive terms, it's borderline sexual harassment or things like that, cue in on that and let someone know.
Go with your gut, guys.
Go with your gut. And I can tell you that that's a true statement, okay? I got self-deprecating once. Okay? However, please, seriously, we don't need people around here at this convention taking photos of all you beautiful people and acting like that in a sexually provocative way, or the way they're talking or acting or asking you to do things. So be mindful of that, okay? Unfortunately, it happens, okay? And I take umbrage as a male photographer that there are male photographers who ruin it for other male photographers. I really do. I serious heartburn over that. So I really, if there's nothing else imparted to you today, please know that. Again, no photos with your personal space in there, okay? Please. Thank you. Watching my time, I'm Italian. I'm gonna talk your ears off, okay? So, safety, also, when it comes to safety, Heather touched on this a minute ago, be cognizant of your outfit. We have wings in the back. We have giant staffs and swords and sabers, and just be careful, We want to pose you, and we're watching for things around you when we're taking that shot too. But just be careful when you start, you know, going into your thing. Just be careful for you, for others. Watch where you're stepping. We're watching for you as well as the photographer. We don't want to take you into a place where there's possible opportunities where you trip and fall, or it'll rip your costume, your dress, your bustle, whatever. So we're watching for all that too, but just pay attention to that as well yourselves, okay?
Any questions on safety?
Because that's really a big can of worms, and I don't want to seem like I just skimmed over it, but that safety is a big factor there, okay? Just, yes, James.
Don't be shy about warning your photographer if you see something they don't.
Yes.
Like if they're backing up to a ledge or
something. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Danger noodles.
Danger noodles are bad.
Yeah, cactus, yeah. Conversely, I'm usually the one, I'm telling people, hey, just be careful. I just be mindful of that little step right there, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm the one backing up to get the shot, and then I, okay. So that goes for us too. Excellent point, James. Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, so, yes, please, Sarah.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Or you're overheating, or if it's very easy to overheat, but also if you're a photographer, please don't forget to drink water. You don't need you as well.
Excellent point. Please eat, hydrate, get rest at night. We're all doing that. So, but yeah, excellent. Thank you, Sarah. Excellent point. It's those little things that you may not think about, like for taking photos, but just for, again, your well-being while you're here at the convention over the weekend. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body so it'll take care of you, okay? So posing. Let's talk about posing.
This is our favorite.
And I got about 23 minutes, so I wanna chop bali bali here, okay? So I'll work with you, all right? So the first thing I wanna tell you when it comes to posing, again, I mentioned this earlier, you've got these costumes and these masks and these personas that you've become over the course of this weekend. Become that. Make that come alive. Energize that. Do something that's going to bring yourself even more to life. And I'm going to start looking really silly up here. James is going to love this for his videos, okay? But I'm going to show you. I'm very demonstrative. I'm Italian, so I'm going to gesticulate wildly, okay? You know that joke. Anyway, sorry, it's a joke. But become alive. Become your character. If you're the Incredible Hulk, I don't want to take pictures of you like Hulk smash. Hulk smash! Do it! If you're Superman, ta-da, whatever. Stick your chest out there. If you got a lightsaber or blasters, do something. Move your body around. I was in the Army for 20 years and 13 days. I stood like this more times I can count. I don't want you to stand at attention. I have a rule with photography. If it bends, bend it. We like these little triangles in your arms. We like these little triangles. We like lines and diagonals. We like curves. We like leading lines towards the subject and leading lines away from the subject. We like all these little things as photographers, and we're trying to create that for you. You can help. Come alive. Become your character. Ta-da! Rah, be a pirate, right? Okay, from Disney.
Okay.
All right. Really, become your character. If you don't know what to do, ask. And again, we're probably going to see it. But just, I've had so many people. Pete, love to take some photos. I'm not sure I know how to pose. We're going to help you out. We're going to do things like that bring your chin up a little bit to make you more distinctive. We're going to give you that look away to be pensive or whatever. Whatever it is that it will make that photo work, okay? What are you doing? if you're someone who wants to get their photo taken, you're totally into it, but you're still kind of quiet and shy, that's okay too. If you're more of a soft, kind of pensive, you know, just kind of look away person, we can do that too. We can make that work. But I never saw the Hulk do a look away. Okay? So give the Hulk smash. Think of your character. Excuse me. You made the costume. You know that character very well. You know their nuances and their tendencies and characteristics. incorporate that. You've already got so much in your little toolkit for posing, you don't even realize it. Okay? So employ those. Use those to your advantage. Do you have something to add? Yeah, please.
So, like I said, I'm not a professional. I don't pretend I'm a professional. I adamantly say I'm not a professional. But I've done dozens of shoots with you. Dozens. And in each time, I will absolutely allow him to tell me how to pose sometimes. Because sometimes I'm just wasted and I can't. I just don't know what else to do. But what I do to prep myself is I go on Pinterest and I will look at photography poses. Be like, oh yeah, okay, I can work that into my costume. Oh, okay, I like that arm movement. I like that leg movement. You know, twist your hips a little bit. You can also look at what can slim you down, what can give you the better angle. You know, maybe looking down is not the best because it shows off areas that you're not comfortable with. Know that about your body, know that about your costume, and know that about your character. You know, if your costume has a lot of rigid movement, like my corset has an absolute rebar of a bust right in the middle of it. I know I can't bend down this way. It's going to look silly if I try. But I can move my legs certain ways. I can definitely showcase certain things. I can do side glances, and it changes everything. You don't want to be straight up and down. You don't want to be, you know, you want movement. Movement mimics life, and that's what you want in your pictures. So take some inspiration and go on Pinterest. Pinterest is my favorite. I have loads of walls and profiles that I can just kind of go into. And it'll give you the best, so.
And as photographers, I use Google image searches and Pinterest a lot too. I don't know what everyone's gonna be here. I'm not gonna research the Riddler and things like that. I looked up all your costumes, I did. Because a little birdie told me something. But anyway, I won't say who it was. But I had an idea of what was gonna happen. And so I was like, wait, let me see what they're all about. I know who they were, the characters, but let me get a little bit more 101 on these characters so I can understand them. So we're doing that as well too, okay? But Heather brought up some really good points there. And I wanna add to that. We, in the Army, we used to say, keep it simple, stupid. I'm gonna say silly here, okay? Because none of us are stupid. But keep it simple. Do the little movements like Heather was showing you, but just keep it simple. You don't have to reinvent the posing wheel.
Right.
You don't have to, you know, be crazy and do all kinds of stuff. I'm gonna give you an example to be crazy, but just if you're kind of that quiet and introverted person, keep it simple, all right? Now, when it comes to your actual body, I'm a little robust in the middle, okay? So I'm thinking about this. You might have an area about, on you that you're concerned about. We're already posing you in ways where we're gonna maybe bring your chin up. So, you know, maybe if you don't like your neckline or your chin, up here, I don't want a double chin. We're gonna pose you to do things and get you in a way where it will enhance the photo and maybe not make you feel like, oh my God, every time I look at the photo, my eyes go right to my neck, okay? And there's all kinds of your legs, your arms, all kinds of things. And we're making note of that, okay? We're gonna do things, especially for the folks that are very uncomfortable. I know, and I'm sure the other photographers here can chime in, but if I can tell already that you're a little, I'm not gonna stand you out in the open and take your photo, okay? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna maybe take you somewhere where there's something that you can lean on. Or there's a wall. Or something that will give your hands something to do, okay? Or, you know, I'm gonna borrow this chair, okay? Just something that you can, you know, just kind of do something with your hands, okay? Maybe a bad example. But there are areas everywhere. I can always find something to use. So if you're a little nervous, I'm probably gonna start you out there. Get a few photos where there's something that just naturally gives your hands something to do. And then that way, that makes you feel a little bit more comfortable with the fact that you're not comfortable. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right. Jimmy, yes, please.
I enjoyed the one where you put your hands in all that.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
That was my breakdance one. Yeah. That's what I like to do. A tree to lean on, wall,
yes.
A doorway, those pillars out there where the arches are. I used those a lot last year. Bring the person up and just have them lean against that. It gives you something to do with your hands and your body when you're not sure what to do first. And I'll get to you right in a second.
No,
and those props, I just don't want to forget this.
Okay.
Bring out your props, bring me your props, okay? Get that staff, that saber, whatever, bring it out. Orb, skull, whatever, get that stuff out there and use it to your advantage. Think about your character, become that character, and that'll give your hands something to do. Okay, well, I don't have any swords or blasters. Pull out your teacup, you know, ta-da. Last year, I like ta-das, and I'm not just saying what I'm about to say because my wonderful friend Davina is in the audience. Well, one of my favorite photos from last year, with the book.
Uh-huh. Oh.
You had this book, and Davina did, you know, she could have stood there with the book in her hands, and we did take some photos, and they were cool. She's got the book, ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. And ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. But then all of a sudden, Davina busts out this be dramatic. And this is my biggest point with posing, or one of the bigger ones. Be dramatic. We don't typically stand around like this. You're going to love this part, guys. Okay? We don't typically stand around like this. We don't typically, like, we don't do that. Or someone's taking a picture. Okay? Front page of the Wild West Times. Okay? We don't, I tell people in a very appropriate and professional manner, thank you, that if the pose feels awkward, remember, in a professional manner, hold on, if it feels a little off or awkward, it just might be absolutely fabulous. Because again, we're not typically like, what's up? You know, we're not like, you know, ooh, okay? But a little bit of ha and ooh, that'll, I mean, I'm gaining a reaction. I'm evoking emotion from you just by being silly. But just imagine, here's Davina, like, oh, with her book. I was like, oh, my camera exploded. It was a fabulous photo because she just incorporated a little bit of drama into her photo.
It tells a story.
It tells a story, and that's what we want. We want to show you that story. We want to tell you that story. So again, become alive with your character, okay? And again, remember, if you want to stay in a nice little comfortable area, do that too. We'll work with you, we'll help you. You don't have to be ta-da. You don't have to be Hulk Smash. You don't have to do any of that if you don't want to.
And you can build up to Hulk Smash. If
yeah.
that's not what you're at right now, maybe you'll be that next year. Look in the mirror, see how your face moves. See how your face looks when you're happy, when you're sad, how somebody else would see you. Like, if you know that you are a terrible, ugly crier, myself included, maybe don't cry in front of the camera. But if you know how you look when you're angry or pensive or sad, or use those emotions. Those make the best photos. Being able to tell that story.
Facial expressions was actually the next point I was going to bring up. It's great to Hulk smash, but if you're just Hulk smash, it doesn't convey the same story. So, give me some grit. Give me something. Come on. I'll get to the chopper. Come on. Okay. Be a good neighbor. Okay. Okay. I got a few good ones in there. I stole it, obviously. But remember your facial expressions. And we might cue you in on something. Give me a. Show me your war face. All that crap. Okay? But that can really help. So bear that in mind. Okay. Any other questions on posing? I want to. Yes, I skipped over you. I kept going.
That's okay. So two questions actually now. So one is, you know, you were talking about things that you were uncomfortable with, like either, you know, things that just parts of your body. Mm-hmm. Is it best to tell you like up front, like, oh, I have really
I
don't
tell
want.
People all the time.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't like this part of my face.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
It's a genetic thing.
Yeah.
I can't fix it.
Right.
But. Right. The way he shoots me,
okay.
And absolutely change the way it looks.
And then the other question would be, it's just more of an upfront thing where, you know, like if there's a look you want to go for, but you might not know the pose that you want, like I'm assuming the best thing to do would be like, I want to have something that...
Vocalize that.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We, you know, I tell people that, you know, I've been doing this for so long that mm-hmm. I do get like this sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been shooting... Landscape, totally different, but a couple weekends ago, I was CJ at the Grand Canyon. We're taking photos. We're literally at the same vista point. Pete, look at the shot I got. Where the hell did you get that?
Yeah.
She sees something different, so she might have an idea that I didn't even think of. an angle, a perspective, and so might you for portraits.
Exactly.
Vocalize that. Yes, sir.
You have a costume that has a like a full face mask that renders you expressionless. Do you have any recommendations for that?
Just go with that. I mean, I wouldn't ask Batman to take off his mask to get a good facial expression. but for real, yeah, I would just leave that on then. And then, but just come alive with your, you know, your hands.
Use
and
your
arms.
Body to emote.
Yeah.
We are three-dimensional objects, so yes. Move around your subject as well. You can have your subject move, or you can move around your subject to get a better. You
absolutely
may see something different from the right to the left or whatever. You're like, use the space.
Absolutely, I like to maximize the spot. I also like to maximize compositions in my photos. So I might start out with you, sir, at this angle and perspective, I'm getting you head to toe. I'm gonna move up a little bit and get more of a kind of a headshot kind of look. And then I might change my direction to get a different angle on the background. And then your poses, it doesn't feel like you're doing much, but like Heather said earlier, you really are. Just like little things, just, you know, ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. It can really make a big difference. Don't put too much into it. I know it sounds back and forth. Be simple, but do this. Do all this stuff, but keep it simple. Okay, I get that. But just go with what feels right for you and we'll guide you. And then ask us, vocalize. Okay? Yes, James.
What about for when you're in the fashion show up on the stage proposing?
Oh, that's a good question.
Ah, so you're kind of performing. Wow, I didn't see this one coming. So, you know, I would still tell you to become your character. You know, you might look absolutely stunning, but if you're just, you know. Do that? Because you want to impress them not only with how you look, but just the show. Ta-da! Okay? James.
And don't be Speed Racer. Stop and hit your points.
That's right. And do your S curves.
Okay. Yeah, I just did that. I'm confusing someone.
I'm just having fun. But just move. Become fluid. Let that character again come out. Okay? Real quickly, I want to touch on, I got to watch the time. We got a few minutes. ADA. I want to talk about our good friends and family here that might have disabilities. First of all, just some things to keep in mind. I know this might be a lot from the photographer perspective, but just to keep in mind, okay? There are people who you can look at them and you can obviously see, whether they're in a wheelchair or they have a walker, an oxygen tank, or whatever. But there are a lot of people who it may not be outwardly obvious. So as a photographer, again, we're looking for nuances and cues and little things like that. And while we may not always be able to see everything, and it may not even be our business, just be cognizant that there are people out there that might need to move a little bit slower, might need a little bit more space and consideration. We want to be inclusive with you. We don't want to patronize and make you feel like I got to shoot with this phone, or I got to take this person. That's not good. You're all welcome. Everyone's welcome. I want y'all, if I could get all of you in front of my lens this weekend, I would, okay? I want ADA people to understand that they're welcome too. We gotta watch for where we're taking them, just like when we're taking you somewhere. Is there something that you can trip on? Are there cacti where someone could, you know, fall? Or, you know, we certainly don't want that to happen. We also gotta pay attention if we've got gear, maybe we got a light stand with umbrellas, and someone's, you know, in a wheelchair, and is there enough space for them? Okay, so we want you to know as photographers that we have you in mind as well, and that we're respectful, and we wanna take beautiful photos of you as well. How about, you know, what can I do with someone, I know we gotta wrap this up in a few, but what can we do with somebody in a wheelchair? How can I take good photos of somebody in a wheelchair? What do you think, based on what I've told you? Maybe lower my level a little bit. Absolutely, that's a good point, okay? Maybe I don't want that wheelchair straight on. Maybe they've got the wheels adorned with little props and cogs and wheels and all kinds of other little things. turn them to the side a little bit and make it more of a story of what they're doing. If you've seen Lady Wheelsworth, she's got the lantern hanging. Add that in there. You know, get some closer shots while maintaining personal space, but get some shot of all their, like the details of their costume. Emphasize that, show that off. You know, I don't want someone in a wheelchair or whatever the disability might be to think that, well, he took pictures, but I kind of felt like I was, you know, taking his time and I was trouble and all that. Goodness no, we want you involved and included as well. So use what they have, please.
So when you're talking about personal space, that makes me, so I guess if there's a picture you want that you think might be inside the bubble, just ask.
Yeah. Excellent point. I should have brought this up earlier. What if somebody wants a photo and I need to get up a little bit closer? Now, I might be using a zoom lens, but let's say I'm using my 50 millimeter and I need to walk in a little bit. I don't care who I'm shooting with. I don't care. Heather, I've shot with over a dozen times plus. If I'm moving up into your bubble, I'm going to say, hey, Jimmy, I need to move up into your bubble a little bit. May I do that, please? Okay? Yes. Okay. Maybe I want to show him a few photos on my back of camera. Hey, I want to show you because I want to encourage you or show you what we've done so far. And that kind of like, wow, it boosts confidence. But I'm not just going to walk up into your face and look, Jimmy, okay? Because there are sly people in this world, okay? And they want to get up in your face for whatever nefarious reason they deem appropriate at the time. We should always approach you with respect and personal space in mind and caution, okay? We're never touching you. This was the last thing I wanted to talk about, and I can't believe I skipped over this in safety, so thank you. No one should ever touch you. I can probably count on three fingers on my left hand how many people I would trust, and I know they would trust me. Heather's one of them. You know, hey, could you get this little thing off my shoulder or something? You know, you never, as a photographer, I'm getting ready to take your shot, and I see something, I'm like, oh, hey, let me fix this. Oh, hell no. No one should ever touch you. Fix a zipper, touch your hair, adjust the hem of your dress. Hell no. Okay? Unless you have something established with them, okay? And I still ask Heather. I still ask her. Okay?
I always tell them, if you can see a malfunction on me, I need you to fix it. You can see it, I might not be able to see it.
Absolutely.
So if you see like this is hung up in my skirt or my stockings or something, just go over and pull it. He's like, no. No. Not touching it. So yes.
You just say that again into the mic. Yeah. So again, that's a really big factor there. Think safety, have fun getting your photos taken, have fun taking photos. But remember, and not to, it is a serious thing. Have fun, but keep that in mind, okay? Because unfortunately, there, and we have a really good team this year, but unfortunately, there are people out there who want to take advantage of a situation, and they're sly, and they're slick, and they're suggestive, and it's all in the name of, oh, ha, 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 and it's BS. Because in all actuality, they are highly disrespectful. So please keep that in mind, okay? Any questions at all? I'd like to conclude. We're literally at like a minute or two before 2 o'clock. I wanna get you all to your next panels and workshops and yes, please.
Where can folks find you online?
Thank you, that was the last thing. I do have business cards up here. If you don't get one or you don't catch me, find my name in the program. Just look up Pete Licozzi Photography.
That's a
mouthful. Right? Yeah. You're fired. If you look up Pete Licozzi, you'll see either my personal profile on Facebook, you'll see my photography page. I will be posting photos in the community group page as the event goes on and concludes. So you'll be able to see photos here and there. If you want to reach out to your photographers, someone who took your photo here over the weekend, find, you know, ask them, hey, do you got a business card? Ask them for that, or find a way to exchange info, and they'll get you photos. Okay, good, great question. Okay, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I've used other sites before, but social media is too much for me anymore. So I stick to those two. I usually post sneak peeks there over the course of time. And I just pick out some random ones that I like from here and there. But if you don't see one of you, and you know I took one, or whatever photographer did, get in touch with them. They'd be happy to help you out. Okay? Last thing, this was my fifth year at Wild West Con. It is because of Heather that I'm even here. Because she's, oh my God, have you ever heard of steampunk? You'd like this. You really did this for your photography. And then, you know, she introduced me to Madame Askew, and ooh, and then it's all history from there. Okay, I love her. And ooh, don't be so cheap. So, but because of Heather, I'm here, and going into my fifth year, I wanted to up my game a little bit, and I decided I think this would be a cool idea for a panel. I'm also, you're gonna see me doing some videography while I'm here, so watch for videos as well. But last thing, thank you so much for your time. Go get some good photos, have fun. I appreciate, again, that you took an hour out of your weekend for us. We are honored. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Heather, you're awesome.
Thanks.
Heather,
so you
should have something. Oh, and I've got ribbons if you want one.
Thank you for listening to the Creative Playin' Podcast Network. If you enjoyed our show, please check out D&D Journey of the 5th Edition and Ragnarok Enroll a Scion Hero to Ragnarok Story. Also, check out our Patreon page for more content and behind-the-scenes things, as well as joining us for a one-shot game or two.